Then the interpreter took him and led him up toward the door of the palace. And behold, at the door stood a great company of men, all greatly desirous of going in, but daring not to go.
Well, go on.
After you, good sir.
Not at all. Age before beauty, you know.
To the contrary, 'tis fools rush in.
There also sat a writer at a little distance from the door, at a table side, with a book and his inkhorn before him.
To what purpose this writer?
His work it is to take the name of him that should enter therein.
Come, come. Is there not a man among you with enough faith to take the kingdom of heaven by violence?
No answer.
None.
Do they not desire the kingdom?
Aye, with all their hearts.
Then why do they wait?
Look, look past the drawbridge.
Looking therein, he saw standing many men in armor to keep it, being resolved to do to the men that would enter what hurt and mischief they could. Then was Christian near to be in tears, because there was found none that could enter in.
Well, aren't you going in?
You were here first. I shall follow after thee.
Not at all. Age before beauty, you know.
To the contrary, 'tis fools rush in.
At last, when every man started back for fear of the armed men, Christian saw a man of a very stout countenance come up to the man that sat there to write.
Set down my name, sir.
Done, good sir. Have on.
Lucky sea mate.
So, a fool has come to engage us in battle, has he?
Good. My sword has been too long thirsting for blood.
Aye, and the nails on my club have grown rusty. Come, fool.
Will he battle them all alone?
Only to the eye of appearance.
But they be giants, and that many and all of a fierce countenance.
They be paper giants who hope never to win a battle.
What do you mean?
Watch and see.
Christian beheld as the man put on his head a helmet of salvation, about his loins a belt of truth, and over his breast a breastplate of righteousness. On his feet he placed the swift sandals of the preparation of the gospel of peace, which would enable him to dart here and there among his enemies as a ray of light. Then, taking up his faithful shield, which was impervious to the fiery darts, and the sharp two-edged sword, which cutteth quickly into the very bone and marrow, he was off in a rush against the armed men at the door.
Stop him!
Get him! Onto his head!
Organize men!
Bring forth freedom!
More troops! Stop him!
He has no chance!
Watch!
The men at the door laid upon him with deadly force. But the men, not at all discouraged, fell to cutting and hacking most fiercely.
You shall not stop me with your paper swords and fierce masks. Take that!
Help! Send for a legion!
Nor shall I fall back, though you call forth a multitude more vicious than thou. Back, I say, and back again! Take that! And that!
No! Have mercy!
There be no mercy for such impostors as thee. Ah!
Stop!
Received and given many wounds to those that attempted to keep him out, he cut his way through them all and pressed forward into the palace and toward the prize of his high calling. At his pressing through, there was a pleasant voice heard from those that were within, even of those that walked upon the top of the palace.
Come in, come in! Eternal glory thou shalt win.
Come in. Enter into the glory of thy Lord. Come in.
I think I know the meaning of this.
Oh?
Those of fierce face and shining swords were but actors in a play.
Aye, but only seem to be such by the eye of faith. To the faithless, it be thus. Watch those two scholars.